space. This is episode 473 of the Anarchist News Podcast, a digest and or conversations on anarchist activity, ideas, and comments from the previous week on anarchistnews.org. This is for the week of June 27th through July 3rd, 2026. What's new this week? How much context is needed for solidarity? From Anonymous. Another entry in the A-News exchanges between anti-militarism and anti-Russia, to name each of them generously, which might or might not be appropriate. This particular piece is criticizing people, both Europeans and USians, for waffling about support and using inadequate information as an excuse for said waffling. Commenters, some anon and some named, weigh in on things like racism of various sorts, physical attacks against other anarchists, and it's all a little hard to follow since it doesn't entirely break down along clear lines, or maybe it does and I just don't get it. Anyway, it's not anarchist to join into or support the state's military. Moving on.
Alexander Berkman on Prisons and Abolition. From Freedom News UK by Soren Ho or Hoff or however that particular set of letters is pronounced. G is English. Figure your shit out. Anyway, this is a brief retrospective on Berkman's thoughts on prison and how they are relevant today in a world of increasing surveillance and repression. Quote, we are facing an unprecedented level of surveillance, the likes of which the state of Berkman's time could only dream of. Take as one glaring example, British transport police who are trailing facial recognition systems at stations across London. Or how about ring cameras, which seem to adorn more and more homes across the US and UK, and their open collaboration with police companies. Never mind that these catch-all systems like these don't work, even as they violate people's basic rights, unquote. Lots of links if you want to find out more about the ways that shit is fucked up. A beginner's text, but those can be useful too.
Kaneko Fumiko, the Japanese anarchist who died young, defying the emperor, from UnseenJapan.com by Jay Allen. Unseen Japan calls itself independent journalism on stories about Japan that matter but are lesser known and without stereotyping. This is some history about Kaneko, a nihilist who stands with Novatori as someone who lived what they said. There is also history about Japan and Korea, to set some of the context. All of this is prompted by a new book and a new movie on Kaneko's life. The movie is self-named and came out in 2025. Unclear on the book, but maybe it's a reprint of her prison memoirs, now entitled What Made Me This Way? Odd that the story doesn't link to these catalysts. What are hyperlinks for?
A statement from Mariana Minora following the final trial sentences from Act for Freedom Now. Minora is scathing, also kind of funny. Quote, and since the evidential process has not been achieved, there are again two possibilities. First, that you do not like us personally, that you are bothered by our character and ethos, or simply our faces. And second, and more likely, that you have implemented a political order. An order that wants to send clear messages, exhaustive penalties to those who attempt to challenge the state monopoly on violence, exhaustive penalties to those who assist in such, exhaustive penalties to those who do not choose it, but do not distance themselves from it, exhaustive penalties to those who do not choose it, but do not condemn it. By sending messages of exemplary behavior, the state, through the judicial mechanism, seeks prevention, intimidation, and suppression. And all this in a climate of zero accountability, in a climate of omnipotence, unquote. Worth reading, inspiration for when we need to be writing these kinds of statements. Any minute now.
Beautiful, nonviolent anarchist revolution, where are you? From American Theater. A theater professor looks at Judith Malina, her life, her impact on theater, her times, her thoughts. Quote, maybe Melina's ferocity explains why, compared to some of her contemporaries, like Lee Breuer, whose gospel at Colonus has been restaged by younger artists, she remains a cult, as opposed to mainstream, figure. Neither Helen Shaw nor Christine Smallwood mentioned her in pieces discussing Antigone's resonances earlier this year. Or was it sexism? After spending the last few weeks reading the diaries of Judith Malina, which Northwestern University Press is publishing in June in 4 volumes, I may return to the assignment. Not only because the diaries reminded me that efforts to make political theater in America go back farther than yesterday, hand-wringing about what those efforts can and can't achieve does too. Malina embodies 20th century theater's ambition, mess, successes, and failures. We should celebrate her, which might mean pressing pause on our worship of 21st century buzzwords and obsessions. Unquote. A personal and touching piece that I don't relate to exactly, except for the ways I do. Quote, Melina's obsession in the diaries is nothing less than how to transpose suffering into theatrical form. Her own suffering, that of others, she conjures into theater, into her beautiful, nonviolent anarchist revolution. I write that phrase and I want to cry. It seems like such a long time since anyone believed in it. Unquote.
It's not my favorite Scooby-Doo spinoff. Beautiful, nonviolent anarchist revolution, where are you? Scooby-Doo? Where, right? It's funny you're going to have to explain it, because the title is so long ago. Community organizer hosts Ask an Anarchist event from the Free Press by Abby Mulcahy. An event that's been happening in Minneapolis for a while gets more charged post-arrests. Not a lot of information about the event itself, but plenty about the charges and what this specific anarchist had to say about anarchism and organizing. I think the idea is cool, it leaves plenty of room for individual takes on anarchist thought, and the localness of it is appealing. Also, I can imagine some of my friends having fun with it.
The Black Scare and the Party of Anarchy from Crime Think by Simone Magsalin. Informing readers about what happened in the Philippines in mid to late 2025 and some of the consequences. It introduces, at least to me, the Party of Anarchy, which uses party perhaps more in the celebratory sense than in the political organization sense. Quote, the Party of Anarchy is not a particular organizational formation, but a spontaneous emergence that cohered at a time of high morale among our class. As in Indonesia and Nepal, it emerged outside the milieu known as the left. But how the self-ascribed left relates to this party of anarchy is of crucial importance, especially in view of how quickly some on the left sought to denounce the militants as anarchists, fascists, Dutertistas, or Chinese saboteurs. Unquote. There's an unfortunate break where a significant sentence is left significantly unfinished, but Magsalin's point seems to be that illegality is not especially helpful to class struggle. There are many other points made, but I more or less stop there. What can I say?
Direct action against Art Jog 2026 and art washing practices sponsored by Indonesian President's Son. From Anonymous. Quote, artists, collectives, and anarchist movements in Yogyakarta pointed out the festival of engaging in art washing, a practice critics describe as using art and culture to polish the public image of controversial entities. Some have gone further, alleging that the sponsorship represents a political co-option of the arts. The backlash has prompted several partner withdrawals, the removal of DHF's name from official materials, and Didit's cancellation of a scheduled appearance as the event's opening speaker. Unquote. Paint was thrown, art was challenged by other art, arrests were made. David Graeber's name was mentioned.
Platform Centenary, 2 readings, from Freedom News UK by Ilan Shalif and Jay Arachnid. We just need more and better organization.
Also not one of my favorite Scooby-Doo spinoffs. How Environmentalists Became America's First Modern Domestic Terrorists, from Current Affairs by Lauren Fadiman. A retelling of the Green Scare from a sympathetic voice, even if the headline is a bit hyperbolic. Editors like a dramatic headline. Anyway, this piece starts out with a first-person account of activity around Stop Cop City, and then about a third of the way through, jumps to talking about the Green Scare, starting in 2005. This is detailed and cites knowledgeable sources, and if you're interested in looking at what could fairly be called the new crackdown, i.e., substantially longer and more punitive sentences for actions on property, not people, This is a solid start. Also, what counts as terrorism and other liberal concerns. Quote, even the progressive liberal mainstream is not safe from allegations of propaganda of the deed. After Charlie Kirk's murder, Vice President J.D. Vance accused both the Open Society Foundation and the Ford Foundation of paying the salaries of terrorist sympathizers and promoting violence and terrorism through their work. Perhaps it is as simple as concept creep, the gradual expansion of a term's meaning to encompass ever greater swaths of phenomena. How else to explain the semantic collapse between the language used to describe Osama bin Laden 20 years ago and that used to describe George Soros today? Unquote.
Online events, the Spanish Revolution and Civil War at 90 from Black Rose Federation. Events that are co-sponsored by AK Press. Three speakers on this significant event in anarchist history, most notably for some of us, Professor Martha Acklesberg, who wrote Free Women of Spain about Mujeres Libres, will be one of those speakers. That one is happening July 19th. Might be good. The other speakers are Danny Evans and folks from a Spanish organization and a Catalan organization. Registration is required. Meh.
Mikhail Bakunin, A Vital Overflowing Life. From Freedom News UK by Nikolay Gerasimov. Edited machine translation of a biographical piece about Bakunin. Nothing wrong with remembering the man. He had a lot going on.
Call for submissions of audiovisual materials, fair workshops, and artistic presentations from Anonymous. An international festival of anarchist cinema is happening in Porto Alegre in Brazil, and this is a call for submissions. Submissions is a weird word for this process of being happy enough with something you made to put it up for public perusal. English is just not working for me today. Anyway, links and dates and criteria and other stuff.
In Contempt number 8 from incontempt.noblogs.org. Tarek is out, Daryl is out, Prairie Land sentences are out fucking rageous. Lots of info about the case and the individuals. Minneapolis 15 are indicted. The Michigan 8 are indicted. Cop cities still need to be fucking stopped. Jacob Hoops needs support in Portland, and it keeps going. A collection of mostly bad news, but I guess it's cool that it's searchable for when you get overwhelmed. Who's overwhelmed? I'm not overwhelmed. You're overwhelmed.
Anarchist cell seen behind deadly Thessaloniki arson attack from Ekathimarini by Yanis Soliotis.